Very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. Well, we're in for another hot and humid day today. With this unrelenting heat, we know the precautions at this point. The National Weather Service will remind us to drink fluids, stay out of the sun, don't exert oneself, and to stay inside in the air conditioning if possible. That's fine for us, but what about birds? How do they cope with the heat? Well, the birds do take the advice of the Weather Service, except for the air conditioning part. And there are other ways that birds deal with excessive heat. First of all, birds, of course, like humans and maybe like some dinosaurs were, are warm-blooded and have to maintain a body temperature within a rather narrow range, actually, roughly 100 degrees to 112 degrees, depending on the bird. Unlike humans, though, birds have no sweat glands. They cannot cool their bodies by external evaporation of water. However, birds have an internal type of cooling system that releases heat and moisture through the respiratory system. This internal radiation, by the way of the lungs and the air sacs, is in operation when you see a bird with his bill open, panting. Some birds take panting a step further by a process known as gular fluttering. The skin of the throat is quivered rapidly, while the blood flow to that area is increased. This works obviously for birds with fleshy throat pouches like pelicans and cormorants. Some cooling is provided by reversing the tactic used to stay warm in cold weather. Feathers, as you know, are wonderful insulation because they can very effectively trap air when they're all fluffed out. In hot weather, compressing the plumage will allow birds to radiate some body heat through the feathers. In addition, some birds in the temperate zone have thinning plumage in the summertime for the same effect. At about 95 degrees Fahrenheit, and especially with high humidity, the evaporative cooling process of panting starts to become less effective. It is then that the birds simply become less active and seek out shaded places to rest and to simply wait out the heat. There's also one more strategy for cooling that is as untidy, shall we say, as it is effective, and it might not come as a surprise that it is practiced by the less than fastidious vultures, as well as by the wood stork. When it gets too hot, these birds simply defecate on their legs and feet. It works very well to help cool the body. And in the kind of heat and humidity that we've been experiencing lately, whatever works should be employed. It could very well be a matter of life or death for birds.